today, I am so flipping glad you found me. Chrissy Davies, Child Behaviour Specialist from Chaos to Calm Consultancy, affectionately described as the Child Charmer. Over the last decade, guys, I have been working my butt off to create a better world for kids. And it seems that there's quite a few of you who love my outlook on raising children in the modern world. The universe tried really hard to claim me, guys, as a parenting expert, but I just want to share that I am and always will view myself as a passionate educator who specialises in child brain development, trauma-informed behaviour support, and always seeking to understand the weird but totally wonderful things that our children do, based on what the neuroscience tells us about brain functioning. I dedicated my career to working in education, something I know that I was truly born to do and something that I'm absolutely incredibly proud of. But it seems that the universe had another grand design for me. Hang around with me long enough and you also will be hooked on learning more and understanding about the human brain. And it's time for me to share my incredible brain with more people out there in the universe. My amazing educational career, my gifts of emotional intelligence and understanding children, my thought leadership about our education system, my adoptive motherhood quest, overcoming my own personal childhood trauma, and last but not very least, my successful consulting business journey and how, sadly, I actually almost walked away from it all when my beautiful children entered formal learning. Being an adoptive parent meant that my husband and I chose to raise our children using a very specific, therapeutic, non-punitive relationship-based model. One that centered at all times around healing our children's neural pathways from the adverse childhood experiences they had endured. This actually came quite naturally to me as a specialist educator who had predominantly worked with kids who had also come from adversity. However, when we entered the education system, we were very abruptly met with a juxtaposition in family values. And my fundamental beliefs in what education had always looked, felt, and sounded like for me as someone who was instinctively trained to always focus on building trust, relational safety, and above all else, always looking for a child's strengths. So that's where it all began. 15 loving, dedicated years working in education, 11 years now in my private consulting work. I'm also an accredited emotion coach, tuning into kids and teens facilitator. I'm a Berry Street trauma-informed educator, as well as an Australian childhood bringing up great kids trainer. Phew! I have been constantly upskilling, growing and evolving as a professional. But I would have to say without a doubt, one of my biggest strengths is my ability to listen, truly listen to those with lived experience about how we all think, feel, see, move through the world and process information in our own unique way. Because whilst I may have been able to forge a very successful career as a keynote speaker, author, and child behaviour specialist, it actually all means nothing if we don't have people to share it with. Or, even worse, we're surrounded by people who make us feel as though we do not belong. I'm always reminding my beautiful kids that life truly is better when it is shared. The human brain yearns for connection. And as I enter my zero fucks era, I hope that by listening to this podcast, I can inspire, empower, educate, make you laugh, and encourage you to be constantly curious about your own perceptions about kids. Living with curiosity as one of your core family values will lead you on a personal journey of self-discovery, because it all starts from within. And when I was diagnosed as an ADHDer at the ripe of old age of 50, I couldn't possibly have anticipated the wave of inner peace, confidence, self-compassion, and acceptance that I would find within myself. Something I absolutely strive for in teaching my own children. So whilst the podcast may be entitled The Child Charmer, my vision is so much more. It's not just about the kids. It's about the adults surrounding them who are responsible for growing up their brains. Somewhere along the way, sadly, it seems to me that we have lost sight of what is truly important for our children, families, and teachers. It's time to get our kids back in the dirt. It's time to reclaim childhood for the next generation before it's too late. We need to use our incredible knowledge about neuroscience and get back to some really grassroots ideologies about what children fundamentally need to grow and thrive. Themes we will explore include education, motherhood, feminism, radical acceptance, therapeutic parenting, trauma, adoption, human relationships, neurodivergence, ADHD, adult diagnosis, positive communication, and so much more. Because family happiness is never just about the kids. It's a commitment to understanding and embracing that the human brain grows and develops in a very specific way. Our brain is unique to us, and we all deserve to live with a true sense of knowing ourselves and that we are truly worthy of our place in this life. But you know the most amazing thing about the human brain is its neuroplasticity, which basically means it can be rewired and we can be on a constant evolution of self-growth alongside our beautiful kids. We just have to be open to it. And because I'm an ADHDer who thrives on human connection and community, I'll be bringing in some other fabulous experts to body double with me just for fun. I may have 26 years of knowledge and lived experience of raising neurodivergent kids, and there is no doubt about the fact that I have endured, survived, and thrived from the many curveballs that life has thrown my way. But that's why I'm here, sharing it all with you. All of these experiences have fundamentally shaped me into the woman that I am today, and sitting here recording this very first episode of the Child Charmer podcast. Phew, big breath. It's a big dream, but I do believe that together we can make a difference in the lives of the children we are privileged to be raising. I have a voice, and I'm going to use it, and I hope that you will too. Well, guys, that's it for this week. Thank you for joining in to the Child Charmer podcast. I hope that by joining this conversation, I've been able to inspire and empower you to go out and continue striving for better educational outcomes for our kids. If you're keen to learn more about the work that I'm doing in education, feel free to take a look at my website, www.chaostocalmconsultancy.com, and who knows, maybe I can come out and spread a little Chrissy magic in your school community. Until then,